Today we are going to read from the verse 81 of the Psalm 119. This section is called Calf. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As we have been working our way through the Psalm 119, I have been showing you that every section of this psalm begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Each of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are little pictures, little symbols. The yod, for example, which we looked at last time, that represents a hand, especially a pointing hand, a hand that is directing you to a certain place. The calf that we're going to think about today, this also represents a hand, but in particular it represents a covering hand, a shielding hand, a protecting hand. It is true that the meaning of the calf is not readily apparent. A version of the calf is used for the Hebrew word meaning branch, the branch of a palm tree, but even that means to shelter, because in eastern lands the trees were places of shelter, shelter not from the rain, as in this country with its inclement and unpredictable climate, but in the east the problem was the sun, and therefore it was good to find a tree under the heat of the midday sun to rest, to recuperate, to talk, to share company, to eat. The tree was a place of shelter. And so there is no doubt that whenever we think of the calf, we're thinking of sheltering, a place of refuge, especially a place of refuge under the shadow of the hand. Throughout the scriptures, God is described as being a place of refuge for the people of God. Moses was comforted by this. The eternal God is thy refuge, he said, and underneath are the everlasting arms. David in the Psalm 27 wrote, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Security in God. And whenever the Psalm 91 was written, and many believe that the Psalm 91 was written by Moses, the man of God, the prophet, he had this to say, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Thou shalt not be afraid. The whole idea of God being a refuge, of God being a place of shelter, it's a strong concept in the scriptures, particularly in the Hebrew Bible, and it is appropriate that here in the Psalm 119 we are shown that God is a refuge. And it is appropriate in this particular stanza, because of all the sections of the Psalm 119, we see life in all of its troubles in a most clear and demonstrative way. C.H. Spurgeon, the great Baptist Victorian preacher, he wrote this about this section. This octave is the midnight of the psalm, and very dark and black it is. The midnight of the psalm. But in this place of midnight, he found a refuge in God. I wonder, is your life in a place of midnight at this time? Tears are being shed. Loneliness is being experienced. Fears are filling your heart and mind. Uncertainties seem to beckon at you from every avenue. You know not where to turn. You're in a place of darkness. And if you are, listen on, because I have good words for you. You can know that God is your refuge. How did David describe his difficulties? Well, in the verse 81 he said, My soul fainteth for thy salvation. He was fainting within himself. This was not physical fainting. It was spiritual fainting. His soul was fainting. Mine eyes fail for thy word. He was looking for a word from God, but he wasn't getting a word from God. He wasn't finding much by way of comfort. He said in the verse 85, the proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. Verse 87, they had almost consumed me upon earth. He felt in a sense like he was dead and buried, that he was forgot about, that his enemies were so strong and so powerful that he was rendered helpless. This was how the man who wrote this psalm felt, and the poetic words that he uses can be applied to any circumstance that we face at any period in our lives, or any circumstance that any man or woman might face at any period of world history. Times may change, but problems are always there, lying, waiting for us. But there is an image that the psalmist uses here to describe his problems that is most evocative. In the verse 83 he says, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke. A bottle was not a glass bottle, nor was it a plastic bottle. A bottle was made of animal skin. And water would have been placed in the animal skin, or wine would have been placed in the animal skin. But such a bottle was never going to last. Though it would last for a little time, but eventually it would lose its ability to retain fluid, and it would leak. Eventually the leather would become hard, and it would be cracked, and a new bottle would be required. And here he's describing himself like a bottle in the smoke, and the bottle is hung up in a high place in the house. And it's winter time, and a fire has been lit. The house is filled with smoke. The flames are leaping up from the hearth, and the smoke, it envelops the bottle. And with the heat of the house and with the smoke pollution upon the bottle becomes stained, it becomes black, and then it becomes cracked. And perhaps by springtime, a new bottle will be required. A bottle in the smoke was not a pretty bottle, and it was a perishing bottle. That's the picture here. This is how the psalmist felt here. He felt that the smoke of affliction had enveloped him, and he felt he wasn't useful as he once was useful. He was feeling depressed and despondent. He was feeling discouraged, and perhaps you feel like that today. But in the midst of his trouble, he found a refuge in God. The verse 81 really says it all. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. I'm hoping in you, Lord. I feel down, but I'm not out, because I'm going to rest in you. I don't know what your purpose is for my life through all of this trouble, but I'm going to rest in you. He said in verse 83, yes, I am become like a bottle in the smoke, but I do not forget thy statutes. I'm not going to forget the word of God. And why was he not going to forget the word of God? Because verse 86 says, all thy commandments are faithful. God never fails. People might fail us. Our circumstances certainly will fail us. But God's word will never fail. That's why there's no refuge like experiencing the refuge of God. Is the eternal God your refuge today? The only people who really know peace in this world of turmoil are those who are Christians. Those who are trusting Christ as their Savior. We all experience the hardships of this world. We all experience tears in this world. We all experience heartbreaks in this world. But only the Christian will know the peace of God in this world. Peace in the midst of the storm. Trusting a God who gives us a word. And that word is always true. The first thing you need to know is Christ is your Savior. And then you will be kept safe throughout eternity. And when you know Christ as your Savior, you will know Christ as your Shepherd, the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. So I appeal to you today to come to the cross. The Lord suffered. He became like that bottle in the smoke for us. See him there hanging upon the cross, under the heat of the sun, experiencing the cruelty of man, experiencing the wrath of the law that we have broken. There he died. There was no shelter for him. He was abandoned by his Father for us that we might never be abandoned. There was no shelter for him in order that we might experience his shelter. Come to Christ today. Seek him for life. And experiencing the true value of God's word, for Jesus said, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I thank you so much for listening.